Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, the most expensive French fry, and Donnie Baker checks in. They're coming up right after this.
Jeff Rothman is our guest. Jeff is a fine comedian.
I actually had to do that once.
What?
Be a pallbearer. And that,
oh, my
that's
God.
That's heavy.
Yes,
that's a heavy job.
Yeah, I actually had to go to a funeral, and I was asked to be a pallbearer, and I, always a pallbearer. Never the corpse. Never the corpse.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Have you seen McDonald's has a basket of fries now? Did you guys know that?
Basket?
Baskets of fries.
Well, yeah. Should we get to our French fries? We have a huge French fry story.
I have not ordered it yet, but... Yes, Tom.
No, I'm sorry.
Just type up the script.
There's a flow.
From now on, tomorrow morning,
no, wait a second.
Type up the script. We'll all follow it. You'll be happy.
No, that's fine. No. Finish your great story. McDonald's has a basket of fries, but you haven't had it yet. And then what?
A New York City restaurant.
I don't know. I want to hear. What were you going to
a New
add
York
to
City.
That?
It's just as valid as you saying, I love Ted Lasso.
I watched Ted Lasso. I
a
can
New
talk
York
about
City
it.
A New York City restaurant has created. Well, everybody knows about McDonald's French fries, Tom.
We all know what they taste like.
Apple pie, hot dogs.
I'm aware of all these things.
A New York City restaurant has created the world's most expensive French fry. Serendipity 3.
Yeah. Oh, there's
nothing, certainly.
There's
certainly.
Nothing available.
They finally got it right.
You got reservations at Drosia and Serendipity 3?
I only got it at Serendipity 2.
Guinness World Record, it's creme de la creme pommes frites, a dish that is valued at $200.
Got a truffle fry thing going on there?
The recipe features a litany of deluxe ingredients, many, many ingredients. Upstate chipperback potatoes, Dom Perignon champagne.
All right.
Well, that's not part of the French fry.
Why would you put champagne into the French fries?
You're dunking it in the champagne? That doesn't count.
Or does
count.
The champagne come with the French fries? Nice.
Counterfeit record.
Wait.
Hey, it could be a champagne aioli or something. Who knows?
More like palm fraud.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm telling you, I bet if you did a taste test, McDonald's would win.
Yeah, actually, there's a really good chance, isn't there?
Wait a minute. So it's not just the world's most expensive French fries, but they should say the world's most expensive meal
featuring
French fries.
But this happens all the time. Oh, we have the world's most expensive burger. It comes with a bottle of this.
Dom Perignon, yeah.
Oh, that $400 peanut butter sandwich. It comes with a rare bottle of champagne or something and a sandwich.
So the champagne's not in the French fries.
I hope not.
Maybe it is.
It's a crap record.
Nothing is worse than a wet French fry. I like my French fries crisp. Again, what else is in these things? What is it? A chipperback potatoes?
Yep. Pure cage-free goose fat from France.
Oh, man, I bet
they do taste good, though.
Tallow or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shaved black summer truffles from Italy.
Yes. Yeah, you don't want to get the hair in them.
No, you sure don't.
And 23-carat edible gold dust.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Gold dust woman.
So if you buy these, you go straight to hell, right?
The dish is served.
Camel eye, the needle thing, whatever it is.
The dish is served on the Baccarat crystal, the arabesque plate with a matching bowl to carry the Mornay dipping sauce. The fries are the latest record-breaking addition to the restaurant's menu, which is, they're unbelievably pretentious. You can't believe it. That's the record.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Serendipity 3.
I've been to Serendipity 2 in Vegas. I'm pretty sure I've been to this place.
Serendipity 1.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, there, when you said Serendipity, I'm pretty sure there is a Serendipity 2 in Vegas, and I think Serendipity 1 is in L.A. maybe. I'm not certain.
Okay.
But I went there when I was a kid, and it's a crazy, like, there's like a ice cream sundae. Everything is very and extravagant.
Well, it just doesn't end with French fries, Willie. They have the world's most expensive milkshake, the world's most expensive sandwich, and the most expensive it's a world-breaking, record-breaking restaurant.
This is why Guy Fieri was so great and is so great, because he'll go to some roadside stand and he'll find this is the whatever greatest chili dog ever made, and it's not $400.
And then the family that owns that restaurant all of a sudden is inundated with tourists and they make a living.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
So $200 for fries seems a little bit.
There's a market for it. It's not mine, nope. But it's out
there. I don't mind a plate of truffle fries, though, like an $8 price point truffle fry. Go ahead.
Never had it. Go never crazy. Had any truffle thing.
Serendipity. It's more like an ice cream place than a restaurant. It looks more like a...
Hence the dip?
Yeah, I'm on their website. It looks amazing.
So it's like the fanciest Coney Island booth?
Yeah, you've hit it right on the... This is their menu.
Something tells me that Pat Godwin has something to say about the French fries.
Well, the oldie coming up, right?
Yeah, we have our Oxford Gold Golden Oldie, and I thought we could get this in right now because this is this news story about the world's most expensive French fries reminded me of this story earlier this year. Belgians were actually being urged to eat more French fries because of problems with the country's potato farmers. The farmers are facing a huge crop surplus because of the lockdown. So the president of Belgium asked citizens to increase their intake of French fries. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what your politics are.
Right.
And I can just see Biden and Pelosi up there with Trump holding hands.
More potatoes for everyone.
Going, many fries.
We want enough of this squabbling. We want everyone to eat French fries.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, just
Donnie.
Talking about you, Donnie. You're heading to Oklahoma here.
Christy, for your information, I'm a good dad.
Yeah? Do you take
I'm
him on the road?
Deadbeats. Would we vouch for him? He's out in the car. I rolled the window down. And you know what? Yesterday at summer school, they got Whiffy memorizing these stupid state slogans, so he's been repeating them like a parrot nonstop.
Sure.
Like, Josh, you know this one. Missouri is the show me state.
That's right.
So he's got that one down, which I hate hearing about because my mom Phyllis crossed Missouri state line once, whipped off her top, showed her fake hammers, and ended up in jail. It'd be a few years before I tell him about that factoid.
Yeah.
But anyways, after looking through all these, I could easily come up with better state slogans than the inventors of these stupid states anyway.
Really?
Do me one.
I swear to God, like Hawaii's slogan, you know what it is?
Mm-mm.
It's called the Islands of Aloha.
Okay.
That ain't a slogan. I'd have went with Hawaii, welcome to America's dipping docks. I swear to God.
That's interesting.
I know, you ever see Hawaii on a globe? It looks like somebody dropped about 6 dipping docks on the globe. You know, Alaska's slogan is beyond your dreams.
Okay.
I'd go with Alaska. When you got warrants in the other 51 states. Alaska.
Okay. Those are only 50 states, but I'm not going to argue with them.
I know, man. I'm on a run. Here's some more I came up with. Let me unfold this Burger King wrapper.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
I love this one. Portland, where old-timey mustaches go to die.
Donnie. Portland is technically not a state. It's a city.
Of course. You mentioned that, Tom. Okay, then how about this one? New Mexico. Here's my new slogan. New Mexico. We got that house from Breaking Bad with the pizza on the roof. That's about it.
It's the land of enchantment.
That's a long slogan.
Okay, I like this one. Florida. We can't all live forever. Or how about this one? Florida. Without us, Christy Lee wouldn't have any crazy news stories.
That's true.
I'm kidding.
Arkansas, where you could even get your little rocks off.
Little rocks.
Oh, right.
I probably just tripled their tourism. How about Colorado? Skip Kentucky. Who needs bluegrass state when you can live in the smoke grass state?
Oh, yeah. Marijuana promotion.
Because they smoke weed, dumbass.
Yeah.
Hey, we all got
it. Okay, how about this one? Nevada. Bet, bake, and breed. Just bring about 2 bags of whore feed.
That's my favorite so far.
Whore feed.
Yeah, sure.
But Doritos work.
Josh, I knew you'd be on board. And last and foremost, Mississippi. Come on, man. We got PP in our name.
I like that one.
If you write it down, they do. It's right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
okay,
there.
Here comes Randy. I got to go.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, Donnie. Have fun in Lawton.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I bet I could only come up with maybe two of those.
Oh, really?
State slogans.
Land of Enchantment, yeah, Show Me State.
I know that one.
Don't they change them all the time, too?
No.
Ohio used to be the heart of it all. Because they're in the middle, and it's kind of shaped like a heart.
Virginia is for lovers.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Virginia, you'll love our hams.
I remember at one point...
Florida's the Sunshine State.
Indiana was amber waves of grain, which is weird in a state that primarily grows corn. Remember that one?
Is it Lincoln's boyhood home? You see that on license plates.
Or Land of Lincoln. You're talking about
Illinois.
Yeah.
What was Michigan's? Wasn't it
Tom's
favorite state?
Pure Michigan.
Yeah. High five.
Is that still their slogan?
It's all over the place.
Are these slogans just made by the Chamber of Commerce of each state?
I think each state has like three slogans, though.
Actually, it was unofficially.
Everybody do the Michigan rag.
But people took that the wrong way.
Yeah, I like the better ones that like live free or die.
That's sure. New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, but that's a lot better than, you know, just some tourism pitch.
See, you know a lot more of these than you thought.
Florida's the Sunshine State. But are those these slogans or just...
Not necessarily. You're right.
They're different?
Yeah.
Isn't Hawaii, hey, you want a nookie? Isn't that something like that?
Pretty sure.
Is that what it is?
One.
Yeah. I thought it was Aloha, I love you.
That's a door song. We're
going to
be...
Aloha, I love you, love you. Won't you tell me your
Aloha
long name?
Aloha State.
Put your hands in the air.
Bravo. Rack-a-lack-a, coop-a-lack-a-lack-a. I'm sorry. Are we still doing sports?
Yes, one more. Time now for Today in Sports History.
Oh, man. Chicken a scratch. I thought it was lower back. Did you get it?
Man, that was good.
Because if you can't get it, I can get that for you.
Oh.
Well. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, when you go to scratch your back and you can't reach that area.
Yeah, roll on over there, brother.
Yeah,
you need help or what?
On this day, I don't. In this day, this would be exciting. Just
make it happen, baby.
Never seen this happen before.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, right. Daddy.
Just a couple of fellas over there.
Oh, hey.
You guys are pals.
We'll take care of that later. On this day in 1994... Former NFL running back, broadcaster, and actor, O.J. Simpson, said in court.
I think he forgot one.
you're still in court.
One title in there.
Murderer.
On this day in court, he said, absolutely, 100% not guilty.
Didn't you know right then?
You don't add stuff to it.
Damn. Yeah.
Less is more, O.J.
There's O.J.
Yeah.
On this date, 1997... Greg Maddux threw a complete game with just 76 pitches.
That's insane.
Now, I'm doing the math over here. If you struck out everyone with three strikes for 27 up, 27 down, that's 81 pitches.
Wow.
63 of his pitches were strikes of the 77
that's
that he threw.
That's incredible.
The game took 2 hours.
Yeah.
How are you? I'm not that good at anything, Tom. Oh, well, you're that good at condescending.
Oh, thank you. I'm surprised that came from you.
And there, you understand how words... On this day in 1963, in their second fight, Charles Sonny Liston once again knocked out Floyd Patterson. Remember what Ali called Patterson? The rabbit. He said he looked like a little bunny.
Remember what Ali said when
Bunny Man,
a reporter said, "Yeah, I just talked to Sonny Liston," and Ali goes, "He's ugly, isn't he?"
So funny.
I love that.
And that's Today in Sports History. And that's sports.
Oh, thank you very much.
That wraps her up. There we go. Sports.
I have a question.
Chick McGee.
Can I say this word?
Sorry.
No, that was a joke.
That's a joke for you.
Let me see it.
Okay. No.
What is it?
Tom?
What?
I want to know. Tom, congratulations. Okay. It's
had
a very good...
Had I said that, he would have...
No, Pat and I went over this earlier in the show.
Right.
I mean, before you guys got here. Well, I'll tell you what I wanted to do. Do the story and then... No, that's headlines just for you.
That's good enough to be a...
That headline's just for me, which normally that's great, but I could have read that.
Yeah, can I talk to you for a second? You can't put jokes like that on our copy.
No.
Especially
because
the
two
on
of us.
One hand, you say, do it exactly as I'm blah, 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 blah. And then just put a joke in it.
It was just the headline, I'm sorry.
And say it.
And then we're in trouble.
I'll explain what it is in just a second.
A sperm bank in China is reportedly holding a contest to find out which donor has the best semen. Right. Vice reports that the Human Sperm Bank of Shanghai is inviting college students to partake in the competition.
Sperm Bank? I thought this was a Shake Shack.
No, you're supposed to do sperm.
That's kind of what.
Sorry.
In an effort to recruit donors, they've offered up $1,160 for replenishing the bank's supply. The contest will select participants with the highest sperm count and motility as winners. The bank said the names of the winners will not, though, be released publicly.
So motility is the ability of the seed to swim, right?
Yes, the flagellation of each sperm.
Yeah. Make that little tail move.
They pass gas?
No, flagellation.
Oh, sorry. Wow, this is one of those things, though, where that old slogan in sports, it's not if you win or lose, it's the joy of playing the game.
Yeah, the fun's in trying, right?
Yeah, I was reading some more detail on this story. There are all kinds of rules.
Well, I'm sure there are.
For example, here, in order to participate in the sperm donation contest, you have to be at least 5'5" and have a very low degree of nearsightedness.
Oh, okay.
Are you out then? Glasses wears, is that, would you be able to donate, Josh? Or?
I don't know.
Well, Josh is
he's not Chinese.
Over 5'5", you probably couldn't.
Yeah.
With your with your glasses.
Does it say you must be Chinese?
I would assume that's a great question.
That is a great question.
Probably implied, I would think.
I know that when...
Or maybe they can't say that.
This is delicate territory, but when it comes to sperm banks, we've had many stories about this. And remember the one about how they didn't want anyone donating with red hair?
Right. That's exactly right. And then they said, hey, we need...
And there are... When I was in college, there were ads in the paper seeking specific types of religious and ethnic heritage.
And they had those
to donate, donate sperm. You had
tear
to
tear away piece of papers on the bulletin board.
But they were looking for people height, weight, religious background.
Sure.
They were, and this was sort of pre-DNA testing. I'm sure it's even more elaborate now.
How much money did you make?
Do you have other babies out there?
This is a movie, Josh!
Speaking of that, I just signed up for this site. They asked me to join or whatever, but it's where women can go. And what you do is they ask certain, and I don't like to call myself a celebrity, but they ask celebrities to make a video of you into a cup. And then you send them your,
what's it called?
It's similar to Cameo.
Yes. Yeah.
The name is also similar to Cameo. Yeah.
There's one vowel.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. So,
what do you charge for that?
So Pat and I were going over this early this morning when he first walked in. I said, hey, why don't we do something about this story about the semen competition? Mm-hmm. And then my first thought was the classic song, I think probably famous for many with the, I think it was the Four Seasons version, I've Got Rhythm.
Yeah, I've Got Rhythm.
I've got...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Instead of rhythm, you see.
Yeah.
And that's the word that I put as a headline.
Well,
for
you kind of put that in there.
I filtered that through my prism, and I said no.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And then
you
Pat,
didn't put
I didn't put the
in
ism.
There. You
I just put the is.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.